Hunt on senior night at Kingston Stadium and will look for a big output against the Trojans. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Waterloo East, number 4 Washington. Thursday night at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM. Tuesday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Gym Class coming your way. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. I will speak softly because I know a lot of people out there are not running on a lot of sleep here today. We welcome you in. Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn, our producer. He's fresh off coming back from Iowa City, along with Todd and Tyler. They were down there for Kirk Ferentz's news conference today, as the Iowa Hawkeyes get ready to take on the Purdue Boilermakers at Ross-Ade Stadium, where the sinkhole allegedly has been repaired. That is the first piece of good news this week, Mark Dukes. Apparently everything is okay. In the end zone, they had a water main break underneath the stadium, and a small sinkhole had developed, I believe, in the south end zone at Ross-Ade Stadium. Don't quote me on that. Insert your own Boilermaker joke here. That was last week, but then they won last week in Champaign. So, and put up 30-plus points. So, obviously, that end zone's going to be used by the two teams coming up this week. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And as far as Kirk Ferentz's news conference, there wasn't a lot of meat on the bone, if any, today. And talking to Todd, and who you said was down there, and basically the same starting offensive line that Kirk and his son Brian Ferentz put together, Greg Davis perhaps as well, in that game last week. Performed a little bit better, I thought, but there's still a long ways to go. No changes, really, in the depth chart, going with the same team as last week over in West Lafayette.
Kirk was old school today, though. Mentioned Tony Dorsett.
Very political.
Gordy Lockbaum today, got to mention. He was very nostalgic today, was Kirk, in preparing for the Purdue Boilermakers. Mm. So, yeah, it was that was the theme of the day, apparently. And more on that coming up. Alex working on that audio as we speak. And we might hear from Kirk Ferentz before 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. We're going to hear from Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. We know that. He was down in Iowa City today, so we will catch up with Tom, talk with him, and get his thoughts on Gordy Lockbaum and other things today that came out of Iowa City as the Hawkeyes get ready for Purdue. And we are a month away from the start of the college basketball season, believe it or not. 1 month from today, as a matter of fact. So file that away for the next 4 weeks or so. Was a lot of the most of the preseason magazines prognostications are out. We'll kick that around a lot more as we get ready for college basketball within the next month, but we'll talk with Tom about that. Cal Eldred's going to join us as well coming up here in just a couple of moments, and we will reflect on the Major League Baseball playoffs round, the wild card games, divisional playoffs. American League is done, as they were both sweeps for the Cleveland Indians and for the Toronto Blue Jays. So we will talk with Cal about that. Last night's Cub-Giant game, that went to the Giants with Panic getting the double, I believe in the 13th inning of that one last night. And David Ortiz, who played his final game in a Major League uniform last night, Mark, and that is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com.
Pretty simple one. Is David Ortiz a Hall of Famer? Yes or no? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. We'll get Cal's thoughts on it. We'll get our thoughts on it. And your thoughts on that as well. And your thoughts are welcome at 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600.
3558 weighing in on said text line. I slept just fine. My Cleveland Indians swept the Red Sox early enough in the night.
Congratulations to the Indians. I did not see that coming. I did not see Toronto sweeping the Rangers. Did not see that coming. Of course, Clayton Kershaw is going to be taking the hill in about a half hour or so for the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Nats. And Washington with a 2-1 lead in that particular series. Giants come back to win last night. Cubs still own a 2-1 advantage. It'll be Lackey against Moore coming up tonight in the city by the bay.
Cubs fans nervous?
Are you asking me or are you asking Twitter country?
I'm asking everyone.
Twitter country, there are some nervous Cub fans out there.
Listen, I think the Cubs are going to wrap it up tonight, but if the Giants happen to win,
well, it's going to be 2 days.
And force game five.
2 days of butterflies.
In a one-game situation, certain parts of the bodies of the Chicago Cubs are going to get a little tight, I think, to wrap it up at home. I mean, that it's conjecture right now. Again, I think the Cubs will wrap it up tonight. John Lackey against Matt Moore. But, geez, goes to game five and...
You have all of the pressure in the world on your back.
Todd threw out a good statistic on the Afternoon Players Club yesterday. I think it was 9 out of 120 teams or series. Only 9 have come back from a 2-0 deficit. So the odds are really against the Giants.
One of those was 1984, though.
Oh. The Cubs Padres, something like that.
May have been.
This is 2016, Scott.
Long time ago. Huh. Long time ago. Cubs don't want to face that. They don't want to face that.
Well, that'd be Cueto and Lester in game five, I think, and the kitchen sink, basically, for probably both teams.
Yeah, you'd get Cueto. You'd get Bumgarner. You'd get a few innings throwing between starts. Like you said, it'd be just you got all winter to recover. So... Yeah, Cubs want to wrap it up tonight.
Did any of you stay up to watch the end of that game?
319-366-1600.
This thing ended almost 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock on the East Coast, close to it. I mean, it wasn't Major League Baseball's fault that it went 5 hours and 13 innings.
No.
But I think it is Major League Baseball's fault to start a game 8:30, quarter of 9, on a weekday in the Central Time Zone, obviously 1 hour later in the Eastern Time Zone. I mean, you're talking about a game ending when Schulte and Swan are getting up to do their morning show on Z102.9.
And some
seriously.
And some people think Mike and Mike are coming into our studio.
Okay, 75-08, I didn't miss a pitch. Maybe you work second shift. Maybe you don't need much sleep.
Todd says 1:44, by the way, was the time that the game ended.
Perfect.
Perfect. Last night, 1:44 in the morning.
More than that, I'm just a little bit of a rant today, and it's not a new thing, but it hasn't been corrected, and that is these games are on, Cub games are on MLB Network, Fox Sports 1. Some cable providers do not carry those games.
They are on our beautiful airwaves.
Absolutely.
So.
One more reason to listen to the radio, KGYM.
All three frequencies tonight.
Absolutely.
7 o'clock. Tune in.
But between the late start of the game and you can't even watch it, I know you can go to Fox Sports Go, I think, and get an app, but you have to log in through your cable provider and go through 100 different steps. And there's a disclaimer there that says that it may take 12 hours to be confirmed. So,
especially
I mean,
when half
on.
The country's trying to do that.
As opposed to clicking on your TV and going to the proper channel. I understand people upset that they can't watch this game, but again, another good reason to listen.
Here's my question. I told you this in my office, before we got going to the studio today. Why can't we have it like the old days? What's wrong with playing an afternoon game? I know the Nationals and the Dodgers are doing that right now, but play a noon game? Nothing wrong with that.
They don't make transistor radios anymore, Scott, do they?
I don't know.
Back when you were in grade
I snuck
school.
One in. I am not too proud to admit it. Because I believe the, statute of limitations are done from that era back, 35-odd years ago or something like that. Someone in the Cedar Rapids Community School District may have brought in a transistor radio with an earpiece.
The late Bill Herkimer, probably.
Well, he just put the radio out. The Cardinals were playing, no doubt about that. But Yeah, with the Sox. Yeah, there were a few times there when I may have done that. Anyway, 319-366-1600. Yeah, should they go back to a couple day games? Even in the championship series, they'll have some late afternoon games. But now it's late afternoon, and you get those shadows going. The Dodger game going to be starting at 3:30, and you know that's a 1:30, 1:45 start LA time. That's not the most ideal time to get things going. A lot can be done.
First pitch tonight at 7:40, an hour earlier,
which is 5:40 in San Francisco. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Commute time.
If you can afford a ticket to the game, you can afford to get off work a little bit early and make it to the game.
Tough shadows, etc., things like that. It's for both teams, though, I guess.
David at 5615 on the text line. No chance in hell did I stay up. Ken at 2364. I didn't watch the whole game, but I saw the end of the game. Then again, I need my prostate checked. I'm sorry.
What's that got to do with baseball?
8083. I went to bed at 2 a.m. and woke up at 6 a.m. Go Cubs. Joel and Muscatine. I watched Arrieta hit the bomb and went to bed. Figured it was over.
The Cub pitchers. Holy cow. What's been with them and hitting the baseball? If you had Arrieta hitting a home run in that lineup off of Bumgarner, you would have won a lot of money in Las Vegas yesterday with our friend John Cranton and
Cubs
Jim
Cubs have
Feist.
Some good hitting pitchers.
They do.
So do the Giants.
They do. They both do. And obviously, with Cubs have gotten a lot of key hits in this divisional series with their pitchers so far. We'll talk about that with Cal Edward coming up here in just a little bit, a couple minutes or so. Speaking of the APC guys, they're going to be broadcasting at Coach's Corner again this Friday, October the 14th, located located in the Walden Square, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, right next to the fairway, right down from the Finkbine Golf Course as well. Stop on by, say hi. You can sign up for some KGYM swag, get yourself a great hot meal as well, and some cool drinks coming up. That'll be this Friday from 4 until 7, October the 14th, at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. We have a Little Caesars pizza giveaway coming up on our program today. The phones lit up when we opened that up yesterday. People love the Little Caesars out there, and they are right now hiring at all their corridor Little Caesars locations from Waterloo down through Iowa City. For more information, go to KGYMradio.com.
Yeah, you could add a pizza for every hour of that Cub Giants game last night.
It was a long one. It was
this
long
morning
one.
I mean,
this morning. Yeah, yes, yeah. It was still going at that time. All right, we will take a break, come back. We're going to talk some more Major League Baseball, and then Tom Cakert's going to join up with us coming up a little bit later on as well. But Cal Eldred will talk about the divisional series with us, and David Ortiz and more when we come back here on KGYM.
Doing what you like requires just two things, time and money. You can find both right now at PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more time to do what you and your family like and more money to make it all happen. See how easy it is to work full-time at PMX Industries and still have plenty of time and money to do what you and your family love. Learn more at ipmx.com. That's the letter I, PMX.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The high school football pregame show on the gym is presented by Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead to find insurance solutions to lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. HolmesMurphy.com.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
We welcome you back. 18 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Alex is efforting to get somebody. Here's our dilemma every year. every single year, Mark, Iowa State plays Texas. We try to find someone in the great Republic of Texas to talk Longhorn football with us.
Has he tried Shea and Irving?
I will not talk to Shea and Irving. Here's the deal. They have more people covering Texas football. They have their own network, for heaven's sake. And yet every year, it's like pulling teeth trying to get one person of said horde of media, all of which right now are chasing Charlie Strong, and we can't find anybody to come on our airwaves. They're out there, but they won't address us. I don't know what the deal is. And I've talked to other people that have the same problem. It's a very tight fraternity.
Snobbish down there?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is in Texas. But by gosh, we're going to get down to the bottom of this situation. So we hope that we will be able to talk Iowa State and Texas football coming up tomorrow. We know we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com and get his thoughts about fantasy football, of which, did you see? I snuck out a two-point win last
night.
I'm 5-0 in our station league.
Wow.
That's never happened before. This is new territory for yours.
Impressive.
Truly. 2-3 in the other league. That matters a lot more monetarily, but this one, we're 5-0. Huh?
Have we met yet? Have our teams met this year?
No.
Okay.
I know. Maybe they did. Maybe it was the very first game.
I've got Tom Brady back, so beware.
I'm not sure. All right. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit and talk some Major League Baseball with him as we come up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on KGYM. And you can get in touch with us via the text line as well at 319-366-1600. Talking about David Ortiz, his numbers. We talked about did you stay up last night to watch the Cub-Giant game? I did not.
I'm not sure I'd stay up to watch the Twins, unless it was Game 7.
I stayed up until Bryant's home run. And I said, done.
I think I tuned out maybe in the eighth inning or something. I went to bed.
So you missed the Giants rally.
I did.
Okay.
I don't have a dog in the fight, though. So
I don't either.
I mean,
I was following. I wasn't even watching. I was listening on said radio last night while taking care of a few things in the house. And so
perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
That's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. I'm going to talk to Tom Kakert coming up here in just a little bit. And also we have the Little Caesars Pizza giveaway coming up. Not right now. Don't call yet. But we will have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. Go ahead.
Kershaw's going on 3 days rest today. And that's an interesting move and maybe a must move for the Dodgers. But Dodgers Nationals coming up just a short period of time here. And Dodgers trying to stay in this thing.
I think they had to go with Kershaw. You got to get this one to get to Game 5.
Mm-hmm.
One of the oldest adages as far as baseball is concerned. And if you don't get this one, doesn't do you any good to keep Kershaw for Game 5.
No.
So I have no problem with him going on 3 days rest, no doubt. Cubs have just put out their lineup, if you are interested. Fowler, Bryant at third, Rizzo, Zobrist in left, Russell at short, Hayward back in the lineup, Baez at second, David Ross catching, and Lackey pitching. That is the lineup tonight for the Cubs. Moore is pitching for San Francisco. I have not seen their lineup as
yet. Not many teams of the Cubs caliber use three catchers, and I'd say pretty effectively. So, yeah, Ross going out today. And again, I think the Cubs will win this game and wrap up the series. But if I'm a Cub fan, I'm going to be a little squeamish if the Giants happen to pull this thing out tonight.
Especially if they get off to a lead in the game tonight. Our poll question about David Ortiz.
Yes.
Finished his illustrious career, we think, last night. All indications are that he is not going to renege on his retirement. And at 40... went out with a bang, if you will, 38 home runs, 127 RBIs, and a .315 batting average. The question is David Ortiz a Hall of Famer? Now, keep in mind, he is a DH. And DHs don't get into the Hall of Fame. He hasn't played first base in a long, long time. But you take a look at his numbers for career home runs. 541 career home runs, 1,768 RBIs. That's pretty good. 286 career batting average, 552 slugging percentage, OPS 931.
And the intangibles of what he's done in the postseason.
Absolutely.
I'm going to vote yes, but I'm also going to put Edgar Martinez in the Hall of Fame.
I am too.
Largely a DH, but, you know, a third baseman by trade, but made his way as a DH. So, I mean, the guy's hit over 300 10 times in his career.
Yeah. He's been terrific. Well, more on that coming up. We're going to do a little, we're going to call an audible at the line of scrimmage here, Mark. We're going to put Cal back a little bit. We're going to bring on Tom Kakert right now from HawkeyeReport.com to join us here at 325 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Tom, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Did you yell Omaha at the line of scrimmage?
Omaha! No, that's blasé and passé now. Since Peyton's out of the league at this point. Are you a Cub fan? Did you stay up for the game last night?
I am a diehard, lifelong Cub fan.
Did you stay up?
I was up till almost 2.
Okay. Yeah. And then you probably couldn't go to sleep because you're worked up.
Yeah, I was, long. I'm what you would call long-suffering. I go back to the, the end of the Billy Williams, Glenn Beckert era. I lived through Herman Franks and all that stuff. So, yeah, long time.
Well, speaking of Herman Franks and all those great people you talked about, it was Nostalgia Day in Iowa City today. We had a Tony Dorsett mentioned. We had a Gordy Lockbaum mentioned today. Kirk went way back in the archives.
Yeah, Kirk was going back. He had a I Like Ike, which probably went over the heads of many fans who might be listening in. Probably don't even know who Ike is, but when he was talking about Ike Bodker, he referenced I Like Ike in a political tone. So, yeah, he sometimes strolls down memory lane, and today was one of those days.
What were your thoughts last weekend, Tom, about Iowa's 14-7 win?
It looked better than the 14-7 win over Rutgers. How's that for positivity?
Mm-hmm.
it was better. I thought they defensively for sure they really shored up the run game at least for 1 week against the run and popped the one big play and didn't have a penalty flag come out when they popped that big play and Akinwunmi gets in the end zone. That was a better overall effort. It looked more like Iowa football than it has in a while.
You mentioned Wadley. He's averaging 6.5 yards a carry. In what ways could they use him more or better?
I think they're pretty comfortable with the usage rate for both he and LaShawn, and we talked to LaShawn about that today. Just that I think they're comfortable kind of using both of them the way they're using them right now. And frankly, I think Akram, you always worry about durability, so you don't want to give him too many carries. So when he gets to, about 15 carries a game, I think that's probably optimal for him. And I think probably the same for LaShawn, although LaShawn probably could go a little bit more than that just because of his, physical stature. But I like the kind of the usage rate for both guys.
Offensive line with some reshuffling, and at first blush anyway, against Minnesota, it looked like all the changes worked, and the magic tonic of Brian Ferentz obviously sprinkled on that offensive line.
Yeah, they looked early on, they didn't look all that great, to be honest. They were getting stuffed quite a bit, but they were just flying up onto the line and, you know, going after the backs. They kind of knew the run was coming. But I think, you know, one of the big adjustments they made watching the film again is that they've kind of gone to running out of that three wide receiver set where they may stack them on one side and kind of draw some guys out of the box because they have to. And that kind of frees some things up. And you saw the big run by Wadley was in a three wide set. So I liked what they've kind of adjusted to do there in terms of the offense.
Tom, it sounds as if the Fant is coming along pretty rapidly at tight end. He got a couple targets up at Minnesota, and perhaps we'll see more of him. Picard had been complimenting Kittle at that tight end position, but tell us about Fant and what not only what you've seen, but what his pedigree is.
Yeah, they've needed that second tight end. You look back through the Ferentz era when they've had two, sometimes three really good tight ends. It's been a real benefit to them. I'll go back to like that 09 team. I think that one had Reisner and Brandon Myers on it and Tony Moyaki. So you had some different guys that you could go to in those situations. So Myers might not have been on that team, but they've had three tight end sets where they could be able to go to three of them that could catch the ball. They haven't had a second guy that could catch the ball, though, very often this year. They really have, I think, coming into it, other than Noah Fant having kind of a garbage time catch, they had one target to Nate Weeding, and that was it. Fant really has come along. I was hoping he might come along even sooner, but I think they just have to get him out there and let him play. And he's an athletic kid, good size, good speed, can go up and get the ball. He's got a chance to be really good. He's got to fill out a little bit more, get a little bit stronger, especially on the blocking side. But as far as a pass catcher, I think he's got all the tools you look for.
Well, I think, Tom, and correct me if I'm wrong, Iowa just needed another threat and another weapon. Yeah, Picard's a good ball.
Especially when you put it in the context of Matt Vandenberg being out, they need as many weapons as they can find in the pass game because that's really lacking right now. Kirk and CJ both today said, you know, those guys are coming along. But they still seem somewhat limited in terms of wide receivers beyond Riley McCarron. McCarron had two drops and a fumble at Minnesota. Germanic Smith had a drop. They haven't thrown a lot to Jay Shiel yet, Devontae Young. Riley McCarron had some nice words about him today, said he's as developed as a true freshman as anybody he's seen in the program, and he's seen some pretty good players come through there. So, he's a guy that I think as the season goes along, maybe get to see a little more Devontae Young. But right now, they've just got to get as many passing game weapons and kind of adjust that passing game a little bit. Because let's be honest, Matt Vandenberg was C.J. Beathard's security blanket, and that's gone now, and it's gone for the rest of this year.
I want to know what you know about the kicking game, Tom, because Kirk Ferentz trotted out Miguel Racinos for a 50-yard attempt up at Minnesota, which tells you right away that Duncan doesn't have the leg in that range. Maybe that's not accurate. I don't know. But there's been other times where Kirk would elect to go for it on fourth and short, something like that, when he was in clear field goal range. So what do you know about the kicking game?
Yeah, Keith Duncan is probably going to be their kind of sub 40-yard field goal guy, and then Racinos is going to be their deep kicker. Miguel's got a big leg. He had a 57-yarder in high school, so he can definitely thump it. I thought the one on Saturday, he kind of just he looked nervous and just thumped it and didn't get all of it and hit a little high, and it fell short, obviously. It wasn't wind related. I think he just didn't catch it. And but I think you'll see him out there for those situations. Duncan's a really good story because he kind of Iowa kind of got turned on to him by Jason Baker, the former punter for the Hawks, was working some kicking camps and saw this kid and said, hey, you guys might want to get in touch with this kid. He's from North Carolina, and they got in touch with him, and he agreed to walk on, and that's how they kind of found him. So it's a pretty good story for a guy who's, you know, kind of come in. He's hit a couple chip shot field goals and made all his PATs, but, you know, the big thing is he's been accurate so far.
Yeah, he has been. Talking with Tom Kaker at HawkeyeReport.com, 333 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Tom, we're at the halfway point, believe it or not. It goes quickly without a bye week. I guess your midseason grades for this team, like offense, defense, special teams, and have you changed your thoughts about this team for the entire season as far as basically win-losses are concerned?
Yeah, I have, because I was silly and kind of bought into everything and thought, you know, I'm going to fly in the face of parents' teams with expectations, never struggle. And they did struggle, so I've had to readjust things. I still think they've got everything in front of them, and their toughest games ahead are at home, and that's an advantage for sure. Now, and they've still got they're still very much alive for the Big Ten West too, but they've got to start winning games and winning them on a consistent basis. I think defensively, I think both offense and defense, they've probably been, I think it's fair to say, disappointment. Bethard hasn't thrown the ball as well. I don't think the run game has been as good as you would like it to be. When you look at their numbers right now, they're 13th in the Big Ten in rushing yards or in rushing yards per game, and that's not where they want to be. They've got to be in that top five range, I think, to be good. And then you look at the yards given up on the ground by the defense. It got better this week. It's in the 169 now, but it was 182 a week ago, and that's numbers that we haven't seen since the first 2 years of Kirk Ferentz. And anytime it's way up there above, you know, 125 or so, it's never been a good year for Iowa football. So they're kind of trying to fly in the face of some trends of an now 18-year record that you can look at. So they've got to shore up the run defense even more. And I think they've got to develop more on the offensive end if they're going to get back to Indianapolis again.
Tom, Fran McCaffrey met the media recently, and just a simple question, how excited should folks be about Iowa basketball this year?
I think it's one of the more interesting teams that Fran has had because there's a lot of unknowns. We know what Peter Jock can do, and we've seen flashes of what Dom Ewell can do. Everybody else is kind of like a blank canvas, and the guy that's getting the most buzz right now is true freshman Tyler Cook, the 6'8 power forward from St. Louis, who's a four-star recruit. And he kind of played in the shadow, both in AAU and at the high school level, behind a guy named Jason Tatum, who's going to Duke. He was the number two recruit country. And he was a, let's just say, a volume shooter, I think would be the correct term. And so not a lot of offense going through Tyler Cook. He just basically was a rim runner and, you know, garbage man kind of guy on that team. But he's very athletic. He's bouncy. Fran said at Media Day he has the highest ceiling of any player he's recruited to Iowa. And that's some pretty high praise. So I'm really interested to see how Cook does. He's developed a jump shot that I thought would probably take 2 years for him to get there, and he's kind of done it already, but we'll have to see it in a game. I think point guard's a big question mark. Kirsten Williams and Jordan Bohannon both manning the point, and how that develops, I think, is going to go a long way to how good this team can be.
Are you buying into this 10, 11, maybe even 12-man rotation that Fran's talking about, or is that kind of coach speak right now?
I think we might see it early, but I think by the time we get to Big Ten season, it's got to be under 10. It just does. I mean, you hate to do it because, you know, like Fran says, boy, I'd like to play all these guys, and I think all these guys can help us. But at some point, you got to carve it down to, you know, an 8, 9-man rotation to get your best players the maximum amount of minutes. Now, I think One guy that's going to rarely come off the floor is probably going to be Peter Jok, just because they need his offense and his steadiness. And he's going to take a lot of shots this year. They're going to run a lot of stuff for him, especially late in games, to get him that look. But after that, you know, it's hard to say. I know somebody asked me, who's going to be the number two scorer on this team? And I kind of went, well, I don't know. It could be Nicholas Baer. It could be, you know, somebody like Dom Yule. Could be Tyler Cook. It's hard to say who that second option is going to be this year. But they do have some guys that can score the basketball. And I think they'll be able to space the floor a little bit differently. And probably I'm going to say they're going to run a little bit more. They don't have a seven-footer in the middle this year. So it's going to have a way different look defensively, too.
It's going to be interesting. And watch out for sinkholes in West Lafayette, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that end zone.
Two good golf courses, though, in West Lafayette. So that is a plus.
We're parking on one of them.
Yeah, remnants of it, I think. They moved some holes around on that south one, but they spent too much money to park on the fairways anymore.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think everybody in our 40 and over league on Wednesday nights would agree with me. I am a volume shooter.
A shot taker, not a shot maker.
That's right. Doggone it. Read the stuff at Hawkeye Report. Tom, appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Tom Kakert joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I'm just kidding about the volume shooter.
Sure you are.
Hey, they tell me to shoot. I'm putting it up. 3:40 here on the program. I want to remind you as well, coming up, APC is going to have a giveaway for La Cantina, a chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. You can check them out at their website, lacantina319.com. And they have dollar domestic drafts during the Iowa-Purdue game coming up this weekend, $5 appetizers as well during the game. And you can head there Monday through Friday for specials and lunch specials that include chips and salsa, sizzling entree and drink for under $10. And again, go to their website, lacantina319.com, for more information.
It's unanimous, our poll question today, at least right now.
They all think I'm a volume shooter, too.
Is David Ortiz a Hall of Famer? And everyone right now saying yes.
Yeah, I don't know how you can keep him out, except for the fact designated hitter is thrown into the equation here. I don't know. We'll talk more about that. We're going to get caught up with Cal Eldred when we come back and talk about the Major League playoffs and more with Cal. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Acme Tools, home of the best brands, the best selection within those brands, the best, well, everything. Like that nail gun from Bostitch, cordless drill from Milwaukee, generator from Honda. What makes these tools the best? Acme Tools. Do your best work.
Acme Tools on Blair's Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids or online at acmetools.com.
This is the gym, Scott Unash. Get ready for Xavier football action Friday afternoon at 3 during the LaJames International College tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
3:43, back with you here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Tom Kakert stopping by. We do appreciate that, as always. Read his stuff at HawkeyeReport.com. Hoping to get caught up here with our friend Cal Elder to talk some Major League Baseball. That will be coming up here, we hope, in the next couple minutes or so. Chris List joining us coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program, live from Berlin, Germany.
You know what happened December 16th, 2002?
There was a college basketball game. I was doing some sort of a high school game.
The Twins released David Ortiz.
That's not a red letter day in your estimation, is it?
Well, as it turns out, no. I mean, I don't know if you could imagine back then that he would have the career that he's put together.
Of course not.
He hit 10 home runs in 2000 for the Twins, 18 in 2001, batted .234 in 2001. His career obviously took off in Boston, though.
54 home runs was his high watermark. That came in 2006 when he was third in the MVP voting. He was a 10-time All-Star, 6-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And
put together one of the best last seasons of any career. That we've seen.
Right. People were asking him, do you really want to hang it up at this point? And has been pretty adamant about the fact that he is going to stay retired at this point.
And this is always going to shadow David Ortiz. 7854 on the text line. I wasn't for kids naming the Mitchell report, although he was never actually charged with steroids.
No. Yeah, and it will chase him a little
67,
bit.
67-17, PED.
Is that going to keep him out of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame? Certainly has dogged many people that have been up for the Hall of Fame that have had numbers that are Hall of Fame worthy. I think that's the question. That is the $64,000 question, as they say out there. What do you think? 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and let us know via the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line.
Cal must have had a conflict of some kind. Last I talked to him less than a week ago, he was on a plane. It was 9 o'clock at night in Denver, and he was getting a connecting flight to Arizona. So he may be still in Arizona dealing with Royals youngsters. So
maybe he has a discipline problem. Like a principal right now, I don't know, in the Arizona Fall League. We hope that's not the case.
That's true.
We hope that's not the case, but you know, you never know. They got things that come up at the last second. I have not heard any correspondence from him. So
nor have I.
Nor have you. So that's a little bit different out there. If not, maybe we can talk with Cal tomorrow. If we can't get a hold of one of the 7,500 people that cover Texas Longhorn football.
Let's rather talk to Cal.
Than Bevo? By the way, sad day in the world of college football as LSU lost their Tiger today.
Indeed.
I believe it was Mike Six.
Six, yes.
And he had to be put down. He had cancer, they discovered. And he was humanely put down. So, tough. That's been a tough year for LSU, man.
Mike was 11.
Mike 11? Or no, Mike Six was 11.
Mike was age 11.
Okay, yes. Age 11 for Mike Six. There will be, I'm sure, a Mike 7 coming up here in just a little bit. And get things rolling as far as that is concerned. That's a cool mascot, though. It's a live tiger. SEC's got everything, and they've got cool mascots, too. You got Smokey, the blue tick hound in Knoxville. You know, you got a live chicken in South Carolina. You got the tiger at LSU. There's no elephant in Alabama. I'm fairly certain about that. I don't know if Auburn has a tiger. You got Reveille.
Does A&M have the horse?
No, they got Reveille.
Who has the horse?
The horse.
Female rides it. Maybe I'm thinking of a different league.
You're thinking of the Broncos.
No.
And the Chiefs. Chiefs also have that. Don't ask me who had it first, Chiefs or Broncos. I don't want to get into that at this point. They both have it. They both are led out by horses.
We're going to have some NFL action this weekend on the radio, and just looking at the schedule today, there's some great matchups in the 3 o'clock, 3:20 time slot. Your Chiefs are at the Oakland Raiders.
It's Raider week.
The Cowboys are at Green Bay. And what was the other one? Atlanta at Denver.
That was last week. That was last week because Atlanta beat Denver.
It was indeed. I'm sorry. But Atlanta's at Seattle. I'm sorry.
At Seattle.
I misspoke.
And I believe that is our Westwood 1 late game coming up on Sunday.
Three great games.
Yeah, really good games coming up for you. And we'll have the Cubs and the Giants coming away tonight for you at 7 o'clock with the pregame and about 7:40 with the first pitch tonight. And that will be at AT&T Park, I beg your pardon. The Nationals and the Dodgers are underway, Mark, at this time. And they are just underway. Do you have a score on that before I bring it up here?
Oh, boy. Not yet.
Okay, I can get this as soon as this refreshes and doesn't lock up on me. This is technology at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. Among other things. And, of course, it's my screen is spinning around and around as well. No, not till 4 o'clock. I beg your pardon. 4 o'clock with the first pitch, Central Time. So it's coming up. I beg your pardon. It's not underway yet. Not underway yet. I was thrown off by Mike Six's death today.
Cajun Troy says don't forget about the Saints and Panthers this weekend.
Yeah, good one as well.
Yeah.
5680. I tried, Troy.
5680 Georgia as the Bulldog.
That's true.
Ugga, right?
Ugga.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Iowa have a, obviously Iowa State can't have a live cyclone. That'd be dangerous. Not sure a Panther would be really the best thing to do either. But you could have a hawk. You could train a golden hawk to fly around Kinnick Stadium.
0107. Auburn has the War Eagle.
War Eagle. Yeah. Yes, they do have the live War Eagle that that flies around the stadium. How about Iowa getting something like that? That would give the home crowd cooking a little bit.
God, folks know their mascot on the text line. 22:35, and I was aware, Florida State rides the horse out in introductions.
Is that what you were thinking of?
No.
But it's not a woman.
No. Wiggy in Iowa City, USC has a white horse named Traveler.
Yep. Yep. Yes, they do. Chief Osceola, I believe, is the Florida
thinking
State.
Thinking about the games I watched last weekend, I think it was Florida State that I was thinking of.
Right.
Well, I was flipping around. I didn't know whether I was SEC, ACC, Big Ten.
One of those C's. There's no Scarlet Knight in Rutgers. There is one, but it's not a vintage knight. And it doesn't have a lot of fight in it right now after 136-0 over the last couple of weeks. All right, 3:51, we're going to do this. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win our Little Caesars prize package here, Mark. And, of course, our winner today and all through the week, they are going to get not one, not two, not three, not four, but five delicious Little Caesars pizzas. And thanks to the folks at Little Caesars, all throughout the corridor from Waterloo through Cedar Rapids down to Iowa City. They are hiring right now, so for more information, go to our website at kgymradio.com. Click on the Little Caesars part of the website, and you can get some more information. We'll take caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to get some Little Caesars pizzas. Back with more after this on KGYM.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me, and you can afford fishing trips, a motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. Mediacomcable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at Mediacomcable.careers.
We know living in a strong, thriving society is important to you. For more than a century, United Way of East Central Iowa has helped make this a reality. From investing in your children's future to ensuring you have safe and affordable housing and helping you navigate the healthcare system, they're with you from day one. When you support United Way, good things happen in our community. So how can you make a difference? You can volunteer, advocate, give. That's the power of you, and that's our United Way. Visit uweci.org/give to learn more.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:53. Mascot fun coming in on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line.
I was, after the Iowa postgame show, I went home and tuned into Iowa State. And that's where it was, thanks to my dear Scotta, who reminds me. It was the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
There you go.
They have the Spirit Rider and Bullet.
How do they get away with that?
Well,
did you hear Gus Johnson on the Oklahoma-Texas game troll in the NCAA, by the way? He and his partner calling the game were saying, hey, you know, we made it through this without calling it the Red River Shootout. Oh, I can't do that. Red River Showdown.
A lot of other comments about mascots, strangely enough, on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Repeating Georgia and Florida State and Auburn.
There's no gopher in Minnesota, no badger
Texas
in Wisconsin.
Texas Tech has a lady ride out on a horse as well. Cyclone Tim, but we did have a Cyclone Scott. We had a tornado warning right before a game against Colorado years back.
That is true. That is true. But that was an unwelcome cyclone, I think, to Jack Trice Stadium.
Cajun Troy. Stanford got a tree.
Yeah, I think the tree and the band are still not to be talked about here in eastern Iowa.
75-07. Does Arkansas have a pig?
A Razorback pig.
Iowa has Floyd, but does Arkansas have a pig?
I think at one time, if my recollection is correct, that there was a pig. I don't know if they have a Razorback hog now. They're mean. I do remember that.
It can be. 1955, the University of California, Santa Cruz. You know the nickname, right, Scott?
Yes, the banana slugs.
Yes. Should they have a live one?
I hope not.
I hope not.
We're going to get Cal rescheduled. Congratulations going out to Will from Cedar Rapids. He's our Little Caesars prize pack winner today. Enjoy the pizza, Will.
Was that five?
That's five.
Okay. Yeah.
That was five. All right. Nationals, Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw on the mound. 3 days rest. Do the Dodgers tie it up? And our friend Rusty already is going through, he's had all these Tennessee games come down to the wire, and he's also a Dodger fan. So he's really had a tough time here over the last month or so.
We'll visit with him tomorrow at Bowling Night in America.
Yes, we will.
And hopefully the Dodgers will still be in it.
You think the Dodgers will win today?
They got a pretty good chance with Kershaw on the mound, don't you
think? At home?
Yeah.
Got to think they can get five or six out of him, turn it over to the bullpen, depending on the pitch count. I can see it going five. I can see it going five. You say Cubs are going to win tonight?
Yes.
Okay, I think they will too. I think the Cubs get through it. What happens if they don't win tonight?
I don't think Cub fans want to think about that right now.
True. True.
By the way, Texas has a steer, too.
Bevo?
Is that Colorado? Colorado Buffalo?
No, that's Ralphie.
Ralphie, okay. Yeah,
that's Ralphie.
Right, Bevo.
That's Ralphie. We'll try to get Cal rescheduled, hopefully tomorrow, if we can't get a hold of Bevo or anybody else from Texas.
Take a note. It sounds like this could be a topic for next summer.
Best mascots. Keep that in the back of your mind. All right. David Ortiz, is he a Hall of Famer? Our Emil's Hideaway poll question right now. About 75% of you out there are saying, yes, indeed, David Ortiz should be in the Hall of Fame. If he's in the Hall of Fame, then Edgar Martinez deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as well. Maybe the best DH of all time, pure DH of all time.
Second thought.
Frank Thomas was a first baseman and a DH. All right, APC next, KGYM.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harness.